SRN News, I'm John Scott. As violent pro-Hamas demonstrations continue to mushroom at universities nationwide, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson today says it's time for officials to immediately put an end to the on-campus threats against Jewish students.
These are violent protests in some places. They are intimidating, harassing, threatening Jewish students simply because of who they are. And it got so desperate on Columbia's campus that the administration canceled classes because they can't maintain order on the campus. It's unacceptable. The first responsibility of a university administrator is to secure the safety of their students. And if they can't do that, they need to step down.
Johnson, who earlier called for the president of Columbia University to resign, made his comments on the Salem News program this week on the Hill. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Charles Deledesma reports on key talks between the U.S. and China.
Antony Blinken's discussions started with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and then Beijing's Public Security Minister, who said Blinken would see President Xi Jinping, a meeting that had been expected but not previously announced. A State Department official then confirmed that Blinken would meet the president before leaving the country late on Friday. Talks between the two countries have increased in recent months, even as different have grown. Blinken and Wang underscored the importance of keeping lines of communication open, but they also lamented that divisions were becoming more serious in nature. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A measure of inflation closely tracked by the Federal Reserve remained high in March, likely reinforcing the Fed's reluctance to cut interest rates anytime soon. Prices rose 0.3% from February to March, the same as in the previous month. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 200 points now, the NASDAQ composite adding 335. This is SRN News. How important is religion in your life?
According to the latest survey from the Public Religion Research Institute, 53% of Americans say faith is important to them, down from 72% in 2013. As you might expect, this trend mirrors a decline in weekly church attendance. 24% now compared to 31% a decade ago. Those who do attend say they do so to feel closer to God and to other people who share their faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church has suspended a priest who participated in services for the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Dmitry Safronov took part in Navalny's funeral as well as presided at a commemoration on March 26th, the 40th day after his death. And that's an all-important Russian Orthodox tradition. This is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on NASA astronauts arriving at Kennedy Space Center for Boeing's first human spaceflight.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will serve as test pilots for Boeing's Starliner capsule, which is making its debut with crew after years of delay. Due to blast off May 6 atop an Atlas rocket, the Starliner will fly to the International Space Station for a week-long shakedown cruise. Boeing is trying to catch up to SpaceX, which has been launching astronauts for NASA since 2020. No one was aboard Boeing's two previous Starliner test flights. I'm Norman Hall.
It's now illegal to sell weight loss and muscle-building supplements to minors in New York. The first in the nation law went into effect this week. Experts say loose federal regulation of dietary supplements have resulted in these products sometimes including unapproved ingredients like steroids, putting kids at risk. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.